appreciate very much those good words and introduction by this good elder. Appreciate very much him and Israel coming over to visit with us and worship with us here at Macedonia Primitive Church, all of us in Alabama. We're thankful for each one of you and certainly glad to have this opportunity. Again, my brother Lloyd and his wife are working in their home that we can have a place to meet together and worship the Lord. And you know, the church is not the place you meet, it's the congregation of people that make up the membership of the church. So we're still the Macedonia Primitive Baptist Church, even right here in the Lord's house. So we're glad to see each one of you. We're glad to have this opportunity to be with you. We appreciate the good humble prayer that the brother has already offered, and we ask to continue interest in your prayers as we stand before you. I want to take a scripture this morning, a text that would be good for us to adhere to, even though for us it would have a different application than it did for the children of Israel when Moses spoke it to them in the day that he spoke it. And it's found in the book of Exodus, and I'm going to take it from my text, and it's the book of Exodus, chapter 14, and it is verse 13, and it says this: "And Moses said unto the people, Fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever." Now I'm going to tell you this. I can put myself in the place of the people of Israel that God had sent Moses. Moses met with God on the mount in the burning bush, and God gave Moses the instructions to go down to Egypt and deliver my people who were in bondage and in slavery out of that condition. And as they were, as Moses had gone down and the people of Israel and Moses had left and was in the wilderness and was headed to the promised land that God had promised to his people. Now, first of all, let me tell you about this story. This story that actually happened in the Old Testament days of Moses is a type and a shadow of God's delivery of his people from being in bondage to sin out of that condition and delivering us to the promised land, which is heaven and immortal glory. This all represents that promise that God has made to us, which will come to us at the second coming of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But put yourself in the children of Israel's position. Moses had gone down into Egypt and brought the children of God out, and they were moving along toward the promised land. Pharaoh's army was behind with all their chariots and their horsemen and their spears and their swords to slay the children of Israel, and they were behind them and after them, and they were making all they could to keep them from catching up with them. And here they get to the Red Sea. Now there was no way, even for the most athletic of all the children of Israel, for them to swim across the Red Sea. And Moses saw the Red Sea, and the children of Israel, they were perplexed. They were in a condition, what are we going to do now? Moses, you have led us out here for a sure death. Pharaoh's army is right behind. They want to take us and kill us for escaping their land. What have you done, Moses? But what I want you to see from our text is a great faith that Moses exemplified when he said this, my text, this morning to the children of Israel. Because when Moses stated this fact, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, I'm telling you, Moses didn't have any idea of what God was going to do. Moses didn't have the Old Testament here to tell him Moses was going to part the sea and deliver them over on the other side. But Moses had faith. Moses had confidence. Moses said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Now Moses didn't know what they were going to do, God was going to do, but he knew God had directed him. He talked to him there on the mountain of God in the burning bush. He knew God was leading them. They had led them by a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night to this very location. So Moses said to the children of Israel, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Now I'm sure those people of Israel, that's the last thing they had on their mind was standing still. They had ideas of which way are we going to run to escape Pharaoh's army. So here, God performed a miracle among the children of Israel. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. What actually happened here? We'll just describe it very briefly, but God caused an east wind to go across the Red Sea, and because of that wind that crossed the Red Sea, the power of God raised the waters of the sea on the left and the right and dried the bottom of the sea that was murky and muddy and wet till it was dry. And when the people of God, Israel, then went through the Red Sea with the walls of water on each side and got to the other side of the sea, and then he confused Pharaoh's army. They were actually ignorant enough to go in and follow them through the walls of water on each side. And when the children of God got over to the other side, God had Moses to raise his hand over the sea and cause the walls of water to close in on Pharaoh's army. Yes. And he destroyed every single one of Pharaoh's army as the children of God saw the dead floating in the water and on the seashore. Yes, God's delivery was miraculous on that day. And Moses' instruction to them, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Now, little child of God, we're in troubled times in the United States of America this morning. If you listen to the news much, and I try not to listen to it too much because it's discouraging to hear all that's going on with this coronavirus, how contagious it is. It's discouraging to hear the news of the world. Sometimes I think when I listen to it a while, what are they saying? Are they saying I should just become a hermit in my home so that I can live a little longer, a little while longer before eventually this thing gets to me and I catch it from somebody and we're all going to die? I don't know what they're saying, but I'm telling you, I want to read you a scripture scripture. And I tell you what, every morning when you get up, if you'll just begin the day reading this one scripture, of course there's lots of others I could tell you to do the same thing, but it's found in the book of Isaiah, chapter 41, and it says this, if you can remember this, little child of God, regardless of what comes, what offer, whatever they say about this virus, or whatever they say about anything that comes about in your life, if you can remember this scripture, verse 41, chapter 41, verse 10 says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Amen. Now, if you just memorize that scripture and you keep it in your mind and remember that we're serving a God that makes promises that cannot lie. Yes, we have a God who cannot lie. The brother mentioned that. There's things God cannot do. Yes, He cannot lie. And He made this promise. And I'm telling you, it's from His holy, inspired, and written word. And we can count on the promises of God. He's with us this morning. I believe He's protecting us, even though we're doing all that the civil authorities have told us to do of keeping our distance from one another. We're still doing all we can do, but yet it's God that protects us. It's God that keeps us. It's God that will honor our efforts to meet out on the first day of the week to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Yes, we met out for no other purpose but to worship Him and to praise Him. And although Easter is a time that's set out once a year, that's next Sunday, for the resurrection of Jesus Christ, as the brothers already pointed out, we do it at the first day of every week. We praise God and thank Him for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amen. For that resurrection assures us that because He came forth from the grave, we will one day also come forth from the grave, unless when He returns, we're alive and remain. And then He will change us from this mortal state we're in and make us fit subjects to go to heaven, to live with Him, eternally speaking. Yes, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Now, the Lord being my helper, I want to look at some other scriptures that give this admonition to you, child of God, about standing still. Sometimes it's just good for us just to stand still, just to be quiet, just to reflect upon the things that God has done for you. And now we want to turn over here into the book of Numbers, and we'll see some people who were God's people that were worshiping God. Is found in the book of Numbers chapter 9. They were worshiping God, and they came across a dilemma just like we are in today. There's people at home right now are not going to church because of this dilemma that we're in. But I'm like Brother David said, whenever the first week his church canceled service, and he came over here to worship with you. He said, I can't remember a time when on Sunday I wasn't met together with the saints of God to worship the Lord. Here was some people that had a dilemma that was going to interfere with the their worship of the Lord. Now let's take a look and see what happened here. It says there in verse 8 of chapter 9, and Moses is beginning in verse 6, and there were certain men who were defiled by the dead body of a man, that they could not keep the Passover on that day. And they came before Moses and before Aaron on that day. You see, the Passover was coming up. The time for them to do that they did under the Old Testament, to worship the Lord God of heaven and of earth. And some man had died, and so they had to deal with that dead man. And so they said, we can't worship the Lord. This is interfering with us meeting our obligation for the Passover. And so they went to Moses, and these men said unto him, we are defiled by the dead body of a man. Wherefore are we kept back, and we may not offer an offering of the Lord in his appointed season among the children of Israel? And then Moses said unto them, stand still. There it is.
Yeah.
Stand still. Stand still for what, Moses? And I will hear what the Lord will command concerning you. Now, when you hear what the Lord commands concerning you, that you ought to do. That is what you should do. And Moses told them, when they said, we have the service of the Lord coming up, but we have a dead man we got to deal with, what shall we do? Shall we delay the service and put it off till we deal with this dead man? Moses says, let's just see what the Lord will command concerning you. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, if any man of you or of your posterity shall be unclean by reason of a dead body, or be in a journey afar off, yet he shall keep the Passover unto the Lord the 14th day of the second month at even. They shall keep it and eat it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. They shall leave none of it until the morning, nor break any bone of it, according to all the ordinances of the Passover. They shall keep it. Stand still, Moses said. Let's see what the Lord says. And the Lord said, don't let a man that's dead interfere with your service of the Lord. You go right ahead on the appointed time that God has set for you to worship the Lord, and you worship him according to the dictates that the Lord has set aside for you to worship him. Yes, stand still. Now we want to turn over here to the book of 2 Samuel. And we'll see a scripture here between Samuel and the prophet Samuel and Saul, the king of Israel. And what happened here was that Samuel told Saul to go by what the Word of God says. Let's just read it here in the book of 2 Samuel. It says in beginning in verse 25, and when they were come down from the high place into the city, Samuel communed with Saul upon the top of the house. And they arose early, and it came to pass about the spring of the day that Samuel called Saul to the top of the house, saying, up, that I may send thee away. And Saul arose, and they went out, both of them, he and Samuel, abroad. And then in verse 27, he says this, and as they were going down to the end of the city, Samuel said to Saul, bid the servant pass on before us. And he passed on. But stand thou still a while. There it is. Stand still a while. For what? That I may show thee the word of God. This is God's holy, inspired, and infallible word. And here, Samuel told Saul, to stand still and let's see what the word of God has. This is God's holy, inspired, and infallible word. It's the instructions that we, the children of God, should pattern and live our lives after. Yet stand still and see what the word of the Lord has to say. We are right if we're following God's word in anything we face in the life in which we live. Now turning over a little further in the 1 Samuel, we'll see a scripture that tells us to stand still and consider the righteous acts of God. Here in chapter 12 of the book of 1 Samuel, it says, "And Samuel said unto the people, Is it the Lord that advanced? It is the Lord that advanced Moses and Aaron, and that brought your fathers up out of the land of Egypt. Now therefore stand still." There it is. Reminded them who it was that brought their fathers out of the land of Egypt, out of bondage and slavery in Egypt. It was the Lord that brought you and your fathers out of the land of Egypt. He says, "Now therefore stand still, that I may reason with you before the Lord of all the righteous acts of the Lord which he did to you and to your fathers." And one of those acts was when the children of Israel was at the Red Sea, hedged in by Pharaoh's army, who was there to slay them. And the Red Sea, that they couldn't swim across, but yet God delivered them to the other side, and then fought their battle for them and slew Pharaoh's army. He's reminded them of these things, and he says, "Reason with you of all the righteous acts of the Lord which he did to you and to your fathers." Yes. "When Jacob was come into Egypt, and your fathers cried unto the Lord, and the Lord sent Moses and Aaron, which brought forth your fathers out of Egypt, and made them dwell in this place." Yes, indeed. Consider the righteous acts of the Lord. Sometimes just standing still and thinking and reflecting upon God's righteous acts is a time that we should take to our own selves. Now turning over to the book of Job. Job here had come upon a situation in which he was instructed here to stand still and see the wondrous works of God. Job chapter 37, it says, beginning in verse 5, "God thundered marvelously with his voice. Great things doeth he, which we cannot comprehend." Just think about the things that God does. "Great things we cannot comprehend, for he saith to the snow, Be thou on the earth. Likewise to the small rain and to the great rain of his strength." Now, you know, sometimes we get rain and we don't even think about it. Yeah. It's a blessing from God. We get snow and we get winter and we get these things. It's God's control over our lives and God's control over doing the things that would be good for us. And we don't even sometimes think about those things that God does for us. But sometimes it's good just to stand still and thank God for the rain, especially in the summertime when your garden needs water for it to grow, or things that we just take for granted. Yes. Sometimes just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. He sealeth up the hand of every man, that all men may know his work. Then the beast go into dens and remain in their places. Out of the south coming the whirlwind, and the cold out of the north. You ever consider the fact, how does a bear know to go into a cave in the wintertime and hibernate to protect himself from the extreme cold that's coming? How do geese who are in the lakes in the northern part of the country, how do they know to fly south where it's warmer so they can survive in the winter? That's all a part of God's plan. God puts it within them to do these things. It's all the work of God himself ruling and reigning over the earth in which we live. By the breath of God, frost is given, and the breath of the waters is straightened. Also by watering, he watereth the thick cloud. He scattereth his bright cloud. It is turned around about by his counsels, that they may do whatsoever he commandeth them upon the face of the world in the earth. He causeth it to come, whether for correction, whether for the land, or whether for his mercy. Whatever happens, God may be doing it to correct a matter. God may be doing it to improve the land that you live on. God may be doing it just for his mercy to you, because it provides a need for you. And then it says in verse 14, hearken unto this, O Job, stand still and see, stand still and consider the wondrous works of God. Yes. You know, it's good for us sometimes just to stop, just to consider all that God does for us. Sometimes things that we just take for granted, sometimes it's good just to stand still and see the mighty works of God. Doth thou know when God disposed them and caused the light of his cloud to shine? Dost thou know the balance of the clouds and the wondrous works of him which is perfect in knowledge? How thy garments are worn when he quieted the earth by the south wind? Hast thou with him spread out the sky, which is strong, and as a molten looking glass? Teach us what we shall say unto him, for we cannot order our speech by reason of darkness. Sometimes it's easy and it's good for us just to stand still and see the mighty works of God, to see the things that God has done and does for us just on a routine basis through our everyday life. Now we want to turn over to the book of Psalms, where we'll see a scripture that tells us sometimes it's good. Sometimes when you're at home and you're wore out, maybe you've been working in the yard, working in the garden, and you just want to lay down and rest, and you lay down on your bed. Sometimes it's good when you're just laying down and relaxing, just to think how good the Lord is being, just to commune with your heart what God has done for you. And that this scripture in Psalms tells us that's good to do that. And it tells us in the book of Psalms, chapter 4, beginning there at verse 4, stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. You see, communing with your heart, which God has given you. God has born you again of his spirit. He's given you a new heart. Sometimes when you're just lying down on your bed, just commune with your heart about the things that God has done for you and that God will do for you. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still, Selah. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord, and so many people, they don't put their trust in the Lord. They put their trust in themselves. But it's good just to trust the Lord. Now, you know, we all came here to the Lord's house to worship the Lord today. We trust in the Lord. None of us want to get the coronavirus, but we trust in the Lord to keep us and protect us. But doing that that He's commanded us to do, meeting together to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. We trust in the Lord. Our faith and trust is in the Lord. As Moses had when he saw the Pharaoh's army coming down upon Israel, and he said, "Have faith, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness, and put your trust in the Lord." Yes. There is many that say, "Who will show us any good? Lord, lift up thy light, the light of thy countenance upon us." Yes, sometimes just to stand still, or to lay still, or to be still, and see the things that God has done and will do for us, it is good. Now, one other scripture in closing out this sermon this morning, we'll find in the book of Isaiah, and it talks of us waiting upon the Lord. Have you ever had a prayer to the Lord, and you prayed to Him, and you didn't get the results like you prayed for? Sometimes it's good for us just to wait upon the Lord. Our timing is not the Lord's timing. Right. And then sometimes we may pray for the Lord and the Lord will not answer. But sometimes the Lord's answer to our prayer is an unanswered prayer to the request that we made. So we need to just wait upon the Lord and depend upon His timing for whatever it is that we're looking to Him for. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 26, it says, "And in this mountain shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people a feast of fat things, a feast of wines on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of wines on the lees well refined. And he will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering, cast over all people, and the veil that is spread over all afflictions. He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord will wipe away tears from off all faces, and the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all the earth. But the Lord hath spoken it." And if the Lord hath spoken it, it shall be said in that day, "Lo, this is our God. We have waited for him. He will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation." You know, we have a mighty God. We have a wonderful God. Now, he has promised us all these scriptures. I told you about Isaiah 41:10. It would be good for us to commit it to memory and remember it, because it is a wonderful promise to us from God. Not only that, but there's so many other promises that God has made. And God, who cannot lie and makes a promise, you can count on it. Yes. I'm telling you, you can count on it. I believe this word of God is holy, inspired, and infallible. And I believe every single word of every single chapter of every single verse, I believe it's all the word of God. And if you have something that seems to conflict between one scripture and the other, the trouble is not with the scripture, right, but in your own thought, yeah, as to rightly dividing the word of truth. Yes, this is God's holy, inspired, and infallible word. And going back to our text, when the children of Israel had been brought out of slavery and out of bondage and was facing the Red Sea, and Pharaoh's army could not come. I think the most important and amazing thing about our text was the faith that Moses had, because Moses made this statement when it appeared to the human mind that this is the end. God and lots of God's children, the children of Israel, thought that this is the end of the line. Moses has brought us out here to die right here on the shores of the Red Sea. But Moses said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Now, he didn't know what the Lord was going to do, but he knew the Lord was able to deliver. And he stood still, and they stood still and watched it happen as it happened. Yes, sometimes it's good for us just to stand still, reflect upon the things that God has told us in his word. You know, we all worry about getting this virus. Carol mentioned a friend of hers whose husband now has the virus. He's very sick. He said it's likely that he may die because he's so sick from this virus. But regardless, it reminds me of the three Hebrew children, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when Nebuchadnezzar was going to have them thrown into the fire. And they said, throw us in as you will. It doesn't matter to us, because whether the fire consumes us and that's the end of our life, we know we're going to be delivered over on the other side. So regardless of what we face, and we're all going to face death someday. It's a part of what the price we pay for sin that's in our body. But think of the promise of God. In spite of the fact that sin is taking us down to death, we have the promise of Jesus coming back and changing us, making us fit subjects to go to heaven and immortal glory and live eternally with heaven. And as soon as your soul and spirit departs the body and your body dies and is laid in the earth, from which it came, Jesus is going to be there to take you up into heaven, awaiting the glorious day of the return of Jesus and the resurrection of those that are in the grave, and the change of those of his children that are alive and remain, to be changed from a mortal to an immortal, to go up to be with the Lord, to forever live with him in heaven and immortal glory. We have so much to be thankful to the Lord. Sometimes when you're just by yourself and you need to reflect, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. I thank you for your attention. The Lord bless and keep you in certain my prayer.
Members that would be one here to have that desire. You certainly have that opportunity. We will sing a couple of verses of some song.
51.
51.